أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that this speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to welcome you all for continuation of our tafsir. And today what we're doing, we continue from verse number 23.
I think we only did 21.
Okay, we'll make it 21, especially for Brother Faisal. Alright. And basically what we're going to do today, we're going to try to read from the tafsir of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, alaykum salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his soul with his mercy. Hopefully that we'll be able to finish translating what he said about this surah today, so it can be the final and the last class for Surah At-Takwir. And before I start to read or translate, I'm going to read from verse number 15 to the end. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. As Brother Faisal stated that we went to verse number 21, and which this verse is the previous verses was dealing with the issue of Al-Quran and the revelation, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now here, since this verse is talking about the message, is also going to talk about the messenger. And we have two messengers here, a messenger among the angels and a messenger among the human beings. So the Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah revealed it, Allah spoke it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired it. And who took it from Allah? The angel Jibreel. So he is the messenger. He is the means of conveying this message to the messenger among the human being, which is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this Quran is a statement of honorable messenger. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the angel Jibreel to be with authority and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gave him means and ways to be obeyed and to be honest, trustworthy, okay? And all this description was about the Prophet, about the angel Gabriel alayhi salam. And the obedience there, muta'in samma amin, in the heaven. When Jibreel alayhi salam would come down, no one can stop him from the other angels, okay? And if he asks them to move or to open the gates or whatever it is, so he has this kind of authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted him with it. He gave it to him. So they obey him. And he also is Amin. Okay, from Amana. Trustworthy. So now, starting from 22, talks about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And instead of saying my words, let's see. Now what is the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi is saying, Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Usaymin. He said in these verses, Allah the Almighty saying, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had swear that this Quran is a statement of an honorable messenger, an angel messenger, which is Gabriel alayhi salam. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swear and he said to us, this Quran is a statement of honorable messenger among the human being. Okay, so both of them are honored. Okay,
so we derived this conclusion from other references in the Quran.
Exactly. Yes. Like I say, that you have two verses here. One is the verse which we're talking about today, okay, until 21. He's talking about the angel Jibreel. And after this, he say in Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعَرٍ. I swear by things which you see and things which you could not see. They are exist, but you could not see. See, the Quran was talk about things that recently started to discover. Okay? And until now, there is many things in existence is not been discovered by man. But the Quran, a Muslim when you read the Quran, you know about existence of many other creation of Allah and creature of Allah, living things or not living things, okay, that they are exist without even button time or any effort to research. Why? Because Allah told us that exists. As a result of this, Allah say, I swear by the things that which is visible to you and things which is not visible to you. Okay? The this statement is a word of an honorable messenger, and he is not a word of a sha'ir. Okay? A sha'ir, a person who makes poetry. Okay? So, among the angels, there is no sha'ir, but among the human being, the people who make poetry, make, you understand, music, they make songs, they make all the things. So here, in Surah Al-Haqqa, he's talking about the human being messenger. And in this surah, okay, Allah is talking about the angel Jibreel that have the authority with the one who has the throne. Okay? We understand that the throne is not, the throne of Allah is not in the earth. Okay? And he says that he been in power with authority of the owner of the throne. Alright? So we understand that he was talking about the angel Jibreel. So the messenger in this surah, Surah At-Takwir, is the angel messenger among the angels, which is Jibreel alayhi salam. As for the Rasul, and as well as there is another human Rasul, which is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The evidence is so obvious and clear, because Allah said, indeed, this is the statement of an honorable messenger which empower with authority from the owner of the throne. This is a description to the angel Jibreel, because he is the one who closer to Allah. Okay? As for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's in the earth. Okay? So he said, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuting the argument of the disbelievers when they said about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a sha'ir, he's a magician, he's making these words. Okay? Allah said, وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. Okay, so which one of the two swears is greater? The swear that Allah said, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسِ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. I swear by the stars, by the planets, by the nights, by the morning when it comes and starts. As the other swearing in Surah Al-Haqq, I say, I swear by things which is visible to you and things which is not visible to you. So the Sheikh is saying, which one of the two swears have more weight and more heavier and more greater? The one in Surah Al-Haqqa or the one in Surah Al-Takwir? So he says, the one in Surah Al-Haqqa. Why? That's because there is nothing, alaykum salam, there is nothing more general than this. Allah say, I swear by what is visible to you and what is not visible to you. Okay? As example. So that means in Allah swearing by the angels. Allah swearing by the palm trees. Allah swearing by everything. The angels is not visible to us. Palm tree and mountains and night and day is visible to us. Okay? At least we see with our, but we could not touch. So, in Surah At-Takwir, the swearing was limited because Allah swore by part of the creation only, by the stars, the planets, the night, the day. But in Surah Al-Haqqa, Allah swore by everything in only two words. See the beauty of the Quran, how in less than half line, Allah had included everything. I swear by what is visible and what is not visible. So this covers everything in existence. Subhanallah.
in only a few words. I swear by what is visible and what is not visible to you. So that means Allah had to swear by everything that He created, which we can see, and the things which we could not see. The Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi said, there is no way can be general more than this, because all things that in existence that you see or you don't see, i.e. Allah had to swear by all things of His creation. But in Surah At-Takwir, He swear by the heavenly or the highest things, that is the sky, that you don't reach or you don't see, you understand, or only limited things, by the day and the night and the stars and the moon. Why? Because they say the miracles that in the highest places are related to the angels and their dwelling and their atmosphere, and things, the other things, related to where is the other messenger live in the earth. So when you talk about the stars, the moons, the coming of the night, the departure of the morning, all these things is up. We have no reach to it, to these things, okay? But this is too, because it relates and fits with the atmosphere of the angels, because He's talking about the messenger among the angels. If somebody says, how does Allah describe the Quran to be a statement of a messenger among the human being, or a messenger among the angels? We said, yes, of course, because the messenger from the angels had delivered to a messenger from the human being, and the messenger from the human being delivered to the rest of the ummah. So the statement started originally from Allah. The Quran, the revelation, it started from Allah. So when Allah says this is a statement of honorable messenger, because the messenger is talking in the behalf of Allah, is telling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your Lord is saying such and such, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also is talking to us in behalf of Allah, telling us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you such and such. Okay, so the Quran originally is from Allah, but Allah related to the angel as well as the Prophet Muhammad, because they are talking in behalf of Allah. They did not start the Quran, but they are delivering, they only a means of a vehicle to bring it to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke it, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam heard it, he took it, gave it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet heard it, and the Prophet recited it, and the Sahaba heard it, and the Sahaba started to say it and record it, and they also still continued like this. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also took it in behalf of Allah. So the first saying is Allah, the first sayer is Allah. So the Quran is the statement of Allah, and truly, in reality, because He's the one who spoke it, and it came from Him in originality, and it been added to Jibreel, because Jibreel, he is the one who delivered it, and been added to Muhammad, because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who delivered it from Jibreel to the ummah. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ, your companion, your friend, is not a madman. Look, reflect, think, why Allah is saying your companion? Because this is like Allah admonishing the kuffar. He say, this is your friend, how you call him crazy? Huh? How you think that he's a sha'ir? How you think that he's a magician? How you think he's a crazy? He's your friend, he's the one who born and raised and grow among you. So sahibukum, because you know him. How you can now claim that he is crazy, and all this time before you know that he's well, and you know that it's not a guest just came among you. No, he is sahibukum, he is your companion. He's been with you for a long time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonishes the kuffar and make it more hard in them by saying, is it not the man that you know? Is it not the man who been living with you? Okay? How are you rejecting now the da'wah and the teaching? He is the one who always been with you, and you've been with him together. He stayed with you for 40 years in Mecca before he became a prophet, and you know him. And you know how truthful he is and how honest he is. To such a degree, you guys used to call him Al-Amin. So what happened now? Who wants to start to tell you the Quran? Now he's not the Amin anymore? Now he's crazy now? Huh? That doesn't make sense. Huh? This is your companion. Now who are you talking about him bad? He is the same person for 40 years living with you. You know how his credit, you know how his history, you know how good he was. You trust him, you respect him. So now who are you saying that he's mad? He's crazy. Something wrong with him because he's delivering this Quran to you? He is not. He is the best person in mind and sense. He is complete and perfect, and he knows better than any of you. After this, Allah said, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ. Indeed, he had seen him. I.e., Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the angel Jibreel بِالْأُفُقُ الْمُبِينِ, the horizon. Al-Ufuq, the side of the sky. Al-Mubin, which is clear and high. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel in his original form, which Allah created him on. Two times. One time in the cave of Hira, and the second time in the seven heaven, when he went in his journey Al-Isra and Al-Mi'raj. Oh no, we finished this word by word a long time ago. Now I'm going through what the Shaykh is saying. I'm only translating.
But we haven't gone through word by word to beyond 21.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Uh oh. We need two witnesses more. I didn't know this.
Yeah, you wanted to finish last time, but we got out of time.
Oh, it seems that I'm not going to be able to finish even now. Alright, so maybe
you're struggling to keep up with this one. It makes sense.
Okay, what about we go about general tafsir, and after this we can go word by word?
That would be great. That actually makes more sense, because then you kind of understand it.
Yes, okay. At least I can read the English verse general translation, so you can know where I am. Okay. Okay. 23, and without doubt, he Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him in the clear horizon. Okay, i.e. he saw the angel Gabriel, and he Muhammad saw him with holes, not knowledge. Okay, let's 23. And without doubt, he Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him in the clear horizon. The Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi saying this referring to the scene of the angel Gabriel. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the angel Gabriel in the original form, in the form that is not in a form of a man or a form of some. No, he saw him in the real form that Allah created him in. twice. One time is the beginning of the revelation when he was in the cave of Hira, and the second time he saw him when he went to the journey by night from Mecca to Medina, and from Mecca to Jerusalem, and after this went ascended to the seven heaven. So when he went to the seven heaven, he got to see Jibreel again in his real form.
Does this mean that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually described the nature or the description of Jibreel?
Yes, he told us about he had this was it 60 this, let me try to remember like 60,000 wings or something like this.
That's what you described it to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
To such a degree, why is the Prophet ﷺ was scared when he saw him? You understand? Because the Prophet ﷺ every time tried to move his face someplace, he found that he covered the whole horizon. You understand? Right. He could not. He could not see anything. So he saw Jibreel in the real form, and he's so huge. He covers the whole horizon, and this is the reason the Prophet ﷺ was so scared. He never saw anything like this before. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has saw Jibreel. Okay? And after this, in verse number 24, and say, and he, i.e. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, withholds not knowledge of the unseen. Okay? وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ, i.e. the Prophet ﷺ is not a miser, i.e. he is not withholding this knowledge from some people, giving it and release it to some people. Alright, you Arab, we give it to you. You are not Arab, not free. Oh, you are rich, we give you. You poor, you could not get it, okay? Or we give it to the chief, but don't give it to the blind man, okay? No. So Allah is saying that the Prophet is concerned about everybody to be guided, because Allah has sent him for all mankind. So this ghaib, this is the unseen, has been given and been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. He is not withholding it from anybody. He's go to the market, he go to the house, he go in the street, he go for the people who come in to make a hajj from the mushrikeen. Everybody try to tell them about Allah, tell them about the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so concerned about this revelation, and he was more than anyone else was concerned about given tabligh of this, relating this information to all people in all occasions, in every place. He's honest, truthful, and Allah is saying, describing again the Quran, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, in verse number 25, and it referring to what? To the Quran. And it, the Quran, is not the word of outcast shaitan. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. قَوْل, رَقَال, قُل, saying, statement, words of a shaitan. This Quran is not a sin of anyone from the shayateen or magician or anything from those people who guess things or lie. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to the people, since it is from Allah and been carried by an angel and been carried by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for sure is not a word of a magician, So Allah is saying to them, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Where are you going? What other direction? How are you going to live? If you are not going to take the Quran, what else are you going to take? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Where are you going? There is no other way for you to live and to be a good person, to have civilization, to be happy, to be honest, to be truthful, to be good, to be. This is the only way, is the Quran. So if you are not going to hold to the Quran, what else can help you? There is nothing else can improve you, make you a better person, except the Quran. So after Allah talk about the message and how reliable and how the transmission of the Quran being good, so after this proving also that not a word of a shaitan, he's telling the people, what other choice he got? Where are you going to go? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? Where are you going? Okay, then where are you going? Verily this Quran is no less than a reminder to all al-alameen, all mankind and all jinn. So this Quran is a dhikr to remind you, to make you aware, to remind you, to admonish you, and alameen, not limited. Any human being was in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he will be born and in existence before the day of judgment, this Quran is for him and here. It's a message to cover all mankind. Since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the revelation until the last day, from mankind and jinn, no exception. Black, white, Arab, Indian, rich, poor, male, female, ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, a teaching, a guidance, a reminder for all alameen.
Was the Prophet in touch with the jinn?
Of course, you have a whole surah, Surah Al-Jinn. And they heard from him, and some of them they believe, and when they went, قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا. Surah Al-Jinn is so beautiful when you read it. How is this the angels? Because the angels before, they used to do what? They used the shayateen. The jinn. How is the jinn they used to do as the shayateen? They used to stand one on top of the other until they reach closer to the sky. And the last one tried to spy to hear what the angel saying. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been commissioned and been sent as a prophet, Allah made a seal. They could not hear anymore. They say something happened. They went like you used to do. You want to spy and listen what the angel saying. Why? Because they used to take a word from what the angel says, that Allah decreed such, write such, go do such. Okay? They snatch one word and this jinn give it to them beneath him, the other jinn. The other jinn give it to the other jinn until it reach all the way. And after this, they take it and give it to the Kohen, the magician, fortune teller, and things like this. And the fortune teller will add 50 lies upon one word. So, yeah, he told me. He told me I'm going to marry, understand, a lady from Arabia. And it's happened. But only one word, you see, but he a 50 lie beside it. So now they could not hear anymore. And when they reach closer to the sky, they found what? Shuhub. Stars. Shooting stars. Burning them. They say something new happened. Let's go and search the whole earth to see what is going on. They want to fly right and left, all groups, divide themselves into groups, searching the whole earth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one night was standing there, reciting the Quran. They heard him. Say, this is what happening. There is something came. A new revelation is a prophet
قالوا أنصتوا. And they say, listen. And they say, this what it caused us that we could not steal anymore any news. There is a prophet here. And they fly back to their people and they said, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Indeed we heard amazing Quran, and they start to breach to the other jinn. Yes, they are order, and among them they are kafir and Muslim. So the Quran is for, and this is the reason that Allah challenged not only mankind, Allah challenged men and jinn to produce a Quran similar to this. If this Quran is not from Allah, so why, what about you make a book like it? Bring a surah like it. Okay? So in huwa illa dhikru lil alameen. The Quran is what? Is a reminder lil alameen for all mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, okay, verily this Quran is no less than a reminder to all al-alameen, for him among you who pleases to go straight. And now the Sheikh going to come to the subject we discussed before about do we have a choice or not, because he said لمن شاء شاء, to those who among you who will. So that means, do we have a will? Do I have a choice to be Muslim or non-Muslim? Do I have a choice to be a good or a sinner? So here, saying it same, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, indeed, we send you Muhammad is a mercy for all mankind. And Allah said, Tabarak alladhi nazzal al-furqan. ليكون للعالمين نذيرا نذيرا. Blessed be the one who sends the Quran down, the criterion, on his slave, i.e. Muhammad, to become a reminder for all mankind. The Surah Furqan. So what meant by alameen here? All the people, all the ones that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent to them. لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم. And this Quran is a reminder for those among you who want to be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. لمن شاء, to whom, لمن, to whosoever, man means who, لي, for, لمن, to whom, شاء, who will, استقيم, straight, go straight. إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم. i.e. those who did not will to go straight, they could not benefit from the Quran. They could not. The Quran is not going to be a reminder for them because they did not choose this. Okay? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. So the man or the human being who doesn't want to go straight could not benefit from the Quran. So you have to have the will and the willing to benefit from the Quran for the Quran to benefit you. So if you do not take the medicine, you are not going to be cured. So you have to swallow the medicine for you to be cured. But you are not going to touch the medicine and after this say, I want to be healed. So Allah says, the one who doesn't want to go straight, he could not benefit. The Quran is not going to benefit him because he's not willing to accept the Quran and live according to the Quran. But maybe somebody say, does human being have a will? Does a human being have their own choice? We say, of course, human beings, they have the choices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
He made the person, with a will and a choice. If he wants, he will do, and if he doesn't want to do anything, he's not going to do it. Otherwise, why did Allah send messengers if the people did not? And why Allah going to use the messenger as an evidence against us if we did not have a choice? So Allah saying, I sent somebody to tell you about the deen. You did not listen. But if Allah did not send a messenger, say, oh Allah, I didn't know that you exist. Oh Allah, I didn't know that I'm not supposed to call in the jinn. Oh Allah, I didn't know that I'm not supposed to call on the saint. But Allah send a messenger, send a prophet, made a sheikh, a learned person, for the message continue. So this became evidence against, because you can hear, you can think, you can take a maw'izah, a reminder or not. So that means you have a will. Otherwise, why Allah send messengers? So whatever we do is with our choice, with our will. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense for Allah to send messengers. A person do things with his own choice. We know that if somebody wants to go to Mecca, he will go with his own choice. If he decides to go to Medina, he will go. This is a choice. If he decides to go to Jerusalem, this is a choice. If he decides to go to Riyadh, the city, the capital of Saudi, this is a choice. Otherwise, whatever you want, you do it, nobody imposes it in you. Neither you feel that somebody forcing you to do it. Same thing relates to the obedience of Allah. If anybody wants to obey Allah, this was his only choice. And if somebody wants to disobey Allah, this was his only choice. So a human being has a will and have a choice. But we need to have to understand and have certainty. You could not will something unless that Allah had will it before. As a result of this, we say, Allah say, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you will not unless it be Allah wills, the Lord of the creation. So you have a will, but you have to understand also, whatever you're going to do is not going to be against what Allah had decreed. We could not will something unless that Allah had will it already in the past. So if we willed and we went about something, now we will know that Allah had willed and choose it before. And if Allah didn't choose it before, it was not going to happen. As Allah said in Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 253, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَلَكِنْ اخْتَلَفُوا فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرَ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا. If Allah will, they will not be fighting among themselves. So we know that what we do is with our will and our choice. But we know that this also, the mashi'ah, the will of Allah, and this what Allah, so somebody would say, even then we have a reason why we disobey Allah, because if Allah didn't will it, I was not going to do it, because I could not do anything unless that Allah had wrote it against me. Okay, the answer, there is no argument for you, because we did not know what Allah had will. We did not read our book. We did not see what Allah written for us. you do not know about it until after it takes place and happens. But in the same time, he did it with your own choice. As a result of this, we could not say whatever Allah will, unless that is already took place. So I did not say, oh, because Allah will, I'm going to go kill this person. How do you know that Allah wrote in you that you're going to go and kill? But after you kill now, you say, yes, this was written. But did you think about it? And did you determine this? And did you plan for it? Of course. And you made the whole plan with your own choice, with nobody watching you. Okay? So if it took place, how it took place, is with our own will and with our own choice. So, there is no excuse for the disobedience person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in Quran, سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَقُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَقْنَا وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Surah Al-An'am, the cattle, verse 148. Those who disbelieve and commit shirk, they said, if Allah will, we will not commit in shirk, neither us or our ancestors, and we are not going to be forbidden things. Says thus, those who before them, they deny until our punishment came to them. So if they have no choice, why Allah will send the punishment on them? So a person did not use the qadr, the predestination, as excuse, because you did not know that is written. You only will say that it was written, or this what Allah chose, until already took place. Did somebody put a chain in your feet and drag you to the place and put the gun in your hand and said you shoot? You did it in your own, with your own choice. We have a will, we have a choice. As a result of this, we are responsible for our action, and Allah will judge us about what we do. Again, sorry, we could not finish. I don't know when we're going to finish, but we are not losing. We're learning, we're getting reward, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is the last class before Ramadan. It seemed to be.
Which day?
Allah knows best. So 4th of October will be about Wednesday. But for the time being, I would like to know, and actually Maghrib is in already, but can we quick have idea what you guys would like to do in Ramadan? I'm available. I can be every day, I can be twice a day, I can be other day, I can be once a month. You tell me what you want to do. This is the month of the Quran. So you tell me how much you want to put time for the Quran, I'm willing. So can anybody have any idea? Throw your idea. Anything. Tell me what you like to do. Like I said, the Adhan already is in, and we have to hear quickly something.
I think we're at least committed to this once a week. And
this was before Ramadan. Faisal, come on, Faisal.
From there, okay.
What about Sunday afternoon? Maybe after Asr.
Sunday, only Sunday, when we bring the child for the weekend. We need. Okay, this. Okay, I'm not going to push it too much. What about, let's hear from the sister. Sometimes the sister more generous, and they like to study, and the brothers can, you know. Okay. Anybody have any other choice? Nobody? It's okay. You sure? Nobody want to come every day? Nobody want to come twice a week? Alright. So, I accept this choice, and
it's not settled yet. Maybe we'll, our hearts will open more in Ramadan. I don't know. If we come before the Isha, then maybe that's a, we could do that. We do it a little bit earlier.
Like how many days? This is what I'm asking. How many days?
3 times
a day?
No.
Oh, so you mean a week?
Yeah. I'm ready to have
a
class every day.
I know, okay. I have one for every day. At least I have one person. Alright. What about from now to Jum'ah? Think about it. And as you know, the charity box is for cash, checks, and suggestions. Alright? So please think about it. What you would like to do in Ramadan, and let me know, because I'd be glad to put as much time as you would like. Inshallah. Alright? Sorry we did not get to finish, neither we went through the individual words, but Alhamdulillah, I think this book is, it can be utilized. You can try to match words. Do the best you can. And inshallah, we'll see you next Wednesday. Alright? Doesn't matter if Ramadan is not Ramadan, we are going to be here, is it? Let's say 6 o'clock. Can somebody make it at 6 o'clock? Alright. Jazakum Allah khairan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Did you open the mic?
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاه هيا للصلاه هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاة قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.